Welcome to PGA Tour Replay, designed to bring you up to date on the latest and greatest from the best golfers in the world.
Trickling down to the hole, it's on a tremendous line.
Has a chance to go in!
And it goes to the bottom.
Right in the middle!
Oh, my!
Oh, my goodness.
Baby, this is crazy!
And he bathes in the adulation of the gallery.
Yeah!
So sit back and enjoy the latest edition of PGA Tour Replay.
Wrapping up round two, Stadium Course TPC Scottsdale for the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Earl Forsey alongside our analyst, PGA Tour veteran Phil Tatarangi, with Doug Bell, Fred Albers, and Jane Crafter, our PGA Tour radio team. We had record-setting crowds for round two at TPC Scottsdale. Phil, it was a fun Friday in Phoenix.
It really was. We saw a lot of action inside the Coliseum, inside the Cauldron of 16. It played a little bit easier today than it did the first couple of days. The golf course, considerably easier here on day two. Nearly a shot difference in the stroke average from round one to round two. We're expecting to have some very, very nice weather over the course of the weekend. The scoring has been low. I'm expecting it to be a good old-fashioned shootout here at TPC Scottsdale.
Early Friday highlights, round two at TPC Scottsdale. Some trouble this week for the FedEx Cup points leader, Justin Thomas.
This for par save. On the way it comes, JT, and that broke hard right. Oh, he's going to hate that. Perfect drive, 119 to the hole, plugs it in the bunker, cannot get up and down, and JT falls back to even par.
Playing alongside one of the other Mr. 59s from this year in the PGA Tour, a good bounce back on a Friday for Adam Hadwin.
6 feet for his birdie here at the sixth, his shadow stretching all the way to the hole, and a no-doubter for the Canadian. Adam Hadwin moves to 5-under for the day, 5-under for the championship.
Yeah, five birdies and an eagle on his second round. So 59 a couple of weeks ago for the Canadian. He's going to be right there heading into the weekend at 5-under. Unfortunately for our leader in the FedEx Cup standings, Justin Thomas, Mr. 59 from the Sony. He's going to have the weekend off, even par here over the first 2 days. That's not good enough to make it to a tee time on Saturday.
Among those on the move early on Friday, three-time champion Phil Mickelson for birdie of three.
7 feet for Phil Mickelson to get to 6-under. Hit of a forward press, stroke on the way, and into the bottom. So Phil Mickelson, a tip of the cap, playing awfully well, gets it to 6-under par.
He was at that point. Phil dropped the shot the next hole at the par three fourth, but would get it back a couple of holes later at number six.
This will break from Phil's right to left, downhill, super slick, just 13 feet. Just barely drew that putter back. He breathed on it. Here it comes at the hole. And oh, yeah, there's the lefty fist pump. That's what they paid to see. Phil back to 6-under par.
Boy, and a lot of excitement in that group at that point. But then Phil finishes bogey, bogey at 8 and 9, Doug Bell, to settle for a 1-under 70.
There was a certain electricity around TPC Scottsdale, especially when Phil birdied 17, 18, and number one. He got it to 6-under, but a bogey-bogey finish squelled the excitement, but Phil still playing on the weekend.
Pretty solid day for the first-round leader, Matt Kuchar, for birdie of two.
11 feet after a beautiful wedge shot from 119 yards from the center of the fairway. Takes one last look at it. Putter against his left forearm, ball's on its way. It's up towards the hole and in. Very nice for Matt Kuchar. That would take him to 8-under par after the second hole, which is his 11th of the day.
And the next hole was a par 5, and Matt Kuchar was on in 2, looking for eagle at the third.
Very steep ridge. There it goes. It races down this hill towards the hole and goes well past. Although really not a bad effort, it stopped a little bit closer than I thought it was going to. Just about two and a half feet left for birdie here at the third for Matt Kuchar.
He would make that, and Kuchar would make a bunch of pars coming in. 2-under par 69 for Kuchar, 9-under heading to the weekend.
Driving it well is a very critical thing around here. I drove it amazingly well yesterday. Today was still good, not quite as sharp. You know, I'd say that was probably the biggest difference. And then those couple bogeys. To bogey the 17th is kind of a shameful bogey. But aside from that, there was a lot of good golf that was played. I'm pleased with certainly my 36-hole total.
Yeah, and a solid day, Jane Crafter, for Matt Kuchar, the leader in round one, in great shape going to the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's pretty happy with his first round of this calendar year. Hasn't played since November, been working hard with Chris O'Connell, his coach. I think his driving really, as he said, was the difference. He only hit 8 fairways today, whereas he hit 12 yesterday and only made 47 feet of putts. He made 112 feet of putts yesterday. So that's the difference. 7 under yesterday, 2 under today. But I think Matt Kuchar is feeling very good about his game, guys.
Yeah, a lot of putts were being made on Friday, especially some birdies on the front nine. Sung Kang for one at the ninth.
A little bit of a tricky read. The valley towards Phoenix is to his left, and it may want to break a little bit that way, but it looks awfully flat from where I stand. He stands in. The ball is on its way now, and he has read it perfectly in the hole, and that is a great birdie to finish his round. Takes him to 9 under par for the tournament.
In a second round, 65 for Sung Kang. Also good finish on that front nine. Martin Laird for a couple of birdies coming in. This one at the ninth.
This is 36th hole of competition. To post 9 under par. There's the stroke. Now to the cup, and he made it. A birdie finish for Martin Laird. He is 9 under par.
And a bogey-free effort on the day. 66 to go with a 67 in round one. He talked about the ball striking being just a little off. Only hit 11 greens in regulation. Scrambling absolutely perfect, though. Got it up and down 7 out of 7 times and 136 feet worth of putts. The flat stick was working for the Scotsman today.
Oh, it was working well for Ben Ahn, looking for a strong finish, looking for birdie at that short par 4 17th.
6-footer takes it back, rolls it up and into the hole. Ben Ahn goes to 4 under par on the round. He's now 9 deep for the week.
So contending right there atop the leaderboard. And then a great birdie coming in for Byung-Hyun Ahn at the tough par 4 18th.
Trying to get it into double digits. To do so, has to make a 35-foot birdie putt on the 18th green. This ball will move from right to left. Sends it on its way, approaches the cup. Here comes the turn to the left, and he did it! A 35-footer to finish off his round. Mark him down for 10 under.
What a great finish, birdie at 17 and 18. Byung-Hyun Ahn, 66, 10 under par.
Except one drive, number two, I had it in the left desert, but except that, I think I was pretty close. You know, I didn't miss it much. I missed it in the right spot, I guess. When pins in the left, missed it right, so I get a shot to the green. Once I'm in the rough, I just hit the middle of the green, and that's how you got to play it here. I think greens are really firm, so I think that's what I, you know, I didn't miss it by much. I just missed it by, you know, 3 or 4 yards, so. You know, hopefully next 2 days I have more than 5 fairways.
Well, you'd like to think so. Yeah, 9 fairways the first day, 5 today. So maybe tighten up the driving a little bit. Hasn't shown up on the scorecard yet. 33 each and every 9 he has played here. Only one blemish on the scorecard thus far through 2 days. That came at the par 3 7th today. Ben Ahn, a former US amateur champion, has won over in Europe as well, looking to try and capture his first victory on the PGA Tour.
And finishing in that same stretch of golf a few minutes later, Brendan Steele looking for some late birdies, starting at 17.
From outside of 20 feet, trying to get it to 9 under par. Rolls that ball up. Here comes a turn to the left, approaching the hole, and he made it. Brendan Steele, a long birdie putt. He zooms to 9 under par, birdie at 17.
And just like Ben Ahn did, Brendan Steele would pick one more up at 18 as well.
15 feet to post 10 under par. On the 18th green, strokes his birdie putt, creeping up toward the hole, online and down! Oh, it took a little victory lap before it tumbled in the back door. Brendan Steele, 4 under par, 67. He's 10 deep, headed into the weekend.
Well, he's been a very consistent performer so far this year, and none more so than today. It was a bogey-free round, but a stretch of 12 pars tested his patience through the middle of the round. A very fast finish, however. Birdies at 15, they're at 17 and 18, excuse me. Signed for 67 to go with a 65 yesterday. And Brendan Steele, he's been used to being up around the top of the leaderboard so far this season. He's right there heading into Saturday.
Yeah, winner to start the season back in October at the Safeway Open. Brendan Steele chasing win number 2 of the season this week. He spoke afterwards to Fred Albers.
Brendan, did the golf course test your patience a little bit today? You pick up a birdie at 3, then you roll in 12 straight pars.
Yeah, definitely. I was starting to get a little worried that I wasn't going to make a birdie the rest of the day, but there's some tough pin positions and the greens are firm, so if you're not hitting great shots or holing 20-footers, it's tough to make birdies.
You also scrambled way through that stretch pretty well, 4 for 4 in scrambling on the round.
Yeah, that's a little bit better than I did yesterday. I hit a couple chips that weren't up to standard, and today was a little bit better on that front, too.
Tell me you let the shaft out on 18. We had you 325 off the tee, just buck 35 to the hole.
Yeah, that was about what we had. Just tried to hit a really solid tee shot, tried not to overhit it, tried not to hook it too much around the corner, because when I try to hook it, I kind of hit some bad shots. So managed to hit it in a good spot and make a three.
And I thought it was going to lip out. Your putt, it just took a half a victory lap before tumbling home.
Yeah, we had it really straight, and it looked like it was going to go in about 4 feet short. It started to go a little left and just caught enough of the hole. I guess I had good pace on it.
What's your thoughts on the weekend?
Just keep doing the same thing I've been doing the last few weeks. It's been really positive, hit a lot of good shots. It's all about process and routine and stuff for me right now. Swing's pretty good, stroke's pretty good. So if I don't start to doubt it, or if I what I call the don'ts out there, don't hit it left, don't hit it over there. If I get that stuff, I'm in trouble. But if I can block that stuff out, I'm doing pretty well.
Good stuff. We'll see you on the weekend.
Thanks, Fred.
And you can just hear it in his voice how happy he is with his game right now. And he should be Fred Albers, Brendan Steele, a co-leader, minus 10.
I think you hear that happiness in his voice because of the confidence he carries on the golf course. When he won his second tournament of his career, won the Valero Texas Open very early, and then went through a drought of second-place finishes, unable to finish off tournaments, but he finally broke through with a win last fall at the Safeway Open. It has totally changed his mentality on the golf course. Phil, you're absolutely right. His round was one of patience, where he ripped off those 12 straight pars. He was 4-for-4 scrambling in that stretch, cobbled together the pars, then the strong birdie-birdie finish.
Afternoon highlights now on a Friday, TPC Scottsdale, and among those on the move, Jordan Spieth for birdie at 5.
Trying to go 3 under on the round, 4 deep for the week. And he strokes that ball, holds the finish, now peaks up as the ball approaches the cup, online, and made another one! The Jordanian has it dialed in early. 3 under through his first 5 holes. Now 4 deep for the week.
And he had it rolling, and he would roll another one in 2 holes later at the 7th.
Gives this ball roll, needs the turn. It did. Straight down the middle for Jordan Spieth. A 2 on the scorecard. He's 5 under par for the week. Now 4 under in today's round.
That's where he would be at the turn. 4 under for the day, minus 5 for the tournament. Spieth would pick up an early birdie in the back 9 at 11.
Jordan slides ahead of that Scotty Cameron putter behind the ball. The putter goes back, and the ball goes into the cup. You are stealing when you write down a 3 at the difficult 11th hole. Jordan Spieth goes to 6 under par.
And at that point, Jordan Spieth had one of the best rounds of the day going. He would keep it going at number 13.
Wonderful chip to within 3 feet of the hole. Stands behind it, looks down at the ball, and strokes from 3 feet, and that's into the cup. Nice birdie for Jordan Spieth. He is 6 under today. He is 7 under par for the week as we head to the difficult 14th.
And it would be difficult for Jordan Spieth. Missed the fairway, missed the green, and unfortunately would take 3 to get down from the edge. Was unable to pick up birdies at 15, 16, and 17, and then come to the last, a drive left in the water. A double bogey at the 18th hole for Jordan Spieth had him tumble from inside of the top 10 all the way down to 4 under par and tied for 29th heading into Saturday.
It was a solid second round for last year's runner-up Ricky Fowler. He would make a couple of birdies coming in. One of those at a hole that cost him the tournament last year, 17.
From 5 feet, and that's also into the cup. Well, 2 out of 3 in this group make birdie. Ricky Fowler goes to 3 under on the round, 7 under par for the week. That's comfortably inside the top 10.
And that's where he would be at the end of the day at 7 under par, certainly in the mix, Fred Albers, to try to make amends for a tournament that got away from him last season.
Earl, there's actually 2 tournaments that got away from him here at TPC Scottsdale. His rookie season, he had a chance to win, decided to lay up at the par 5 15th and fell just a stroke shy of a championship. And then last year, the playoff loss to Hideki Matsuyama. Certainly a chance for a little payback this weekend, something that must improve. Ricky has hit only 11 greens out of 18 in each of his first 2 rounds. He is tied for 10th because of his scrambling. He is 13 of 14 when missing a green.
Also out in the afternoon, defending champion Hideki Matsuyama. Just 1 birdie on the front 9. That came with a par 5 third.
Gets those shoulders just right. Dangles the left arm just to get all the tension out of it. It's on the grip now.
The stroke on the way from right to left, a no-doubter for Hideki Matsuyama. His first birdie of the day, he's 7-under.
That's where he would be going to the back nine, three shots off the lead. Matsuyama for birdie at 11.
8 feet for Hideki Matsuyama, his first birdie since the third hole. The stroke sends it on its way, and that curls in the right side. Yes, Hideki Matsuyama goes to 8-under par. He's ringing the bell here at a difficult par four.
Yeah, made one of the rare birdies there at 11. Matsuyama would get within one of the lead with a birdie at the par 5 15th.
Just 4.5 feet away after a brilliant third shot that zipped back from behind the hole. Hideki Matsuyama gets everything just right, tunes out the commotion happening at 16. The stroke sends it on its way and into the bottom. Hideki Matsuyama, 9-under par, just one off the lead.
And exactly where he was a year ago when he won this tournament, Matsuyama would get a piece of that lead at 17.
One last look, and he locks that head of position, then just hesitates for about 2 seconds, and now pulls the putter back and through, and here it comes at the hole, and now, yes! I thought it was going to come up short. One more revolution, it dropped. Hideki casually waves to the gallery. He's 10-under and tied for first.
Unfortunately, it came to the last, blitzed the fairway, absolutely dissected it with a lovely tee shot down there, had just 132 left, and it would be a wedge shot that would come up about half a club short. If it find the bunker, it was unable to get it up and down. So 35 holes the defending champion went without making a bogey. On his very last hole of the day here in the second round, he would have to put a 5 down on the par 4 closing hole. So one bogey at the last, one bogey over 36 holes for Hideki Matsuyama. Signed for 68. He's in the house at 9-under par through the first couple of days and just one back.
And despite the bogey finish at 18, the defending champ Hideki Matsuyama seemingly picking up right where he left off a year ago. Doug Bell, one shot off the lead going to the weekend.
Iron play superb. 17 of 18 greens in that opening round. 15 of 18 in the second round. His driving distance, 305.5 yards, both the first and second rounds. So he overpowers the golf course, but also plays it very smart. Did take an aggressive line for that second shot at 18, which ultimately led to the bogey. But I still believe he heads into the weekend with loads of confidence.
Well, it was a fun Friday. Record-setting second-round crowds at the stadium course at TPC Scottsdale. Shaping up to be a spectacular Saturday. Ben Ahn and Brendan Steele, co-leaders, minus 10 at the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
This broadcast and all associated rights, including copyright, are owned exclusively by the PGA Tour and may not be used in whole or in part without the prior written permission of the PGA Tour.